Jesus in the gospel today, he asks, who do people say that I am? When I was getting ready for today, I asked myself, and I will ask you to reflect about what is the most important things in a person's life? What is the most important things in your life? What is the most important thing in my life? This was a basic question, questions that everyone must confront. This is what one gets, enjoys in life, or something that will last at the end of time. What is the most important thing? It is God, a vital in our one's life, or otherwise. Everyone has his or her own story of faith. Faith in God is everyone's concern. The God who made sins as one creator, savior, or sanctifier, and those who have faith in God are ought to follow his or her God. In the second reading, they ask us to show us our faith. How do we show our faith? For us as a Christian and Catholic, God has become a man and lived with us and among us. And God for so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son so that the relationship between God and human should be restored. Jesus came and called us to himself. Some follow him, some doesn't. And some of them became even disciples and apostles. Discipleship is following a master or a teacher. It is very important for a disciple to know who his or her master is. Knowing that the master is not only having his background check or the master's records, but most importantly, believing in what the master is preaching and teaching. Discipleship also is a voluntary act and will never be coercive and intruding. Jesus said to his disciple, whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself. Take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. What profit will be there for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? Or what can one give in exchange for his life? Following Jesus is not just proclaiming his name or pray for him. It is more than that. Following the Lord means the one will lose his life in the Lord. For one allows the Lord to rule life. Following the Lord is denying oneself and radically following him. It's a total submission of oneself to God alone. Like Jesus who suffered for the powers that being in his time, so too were to follower and him. Following Jesus, we know that have a cost, similar to what Jesus had to undergo. And what profit will be there for the one who gained the whole world and forfeit his life? Or what can one give in exchange for his life? It is not easy to follow the Lord. The price is high. Denying oneself and taking up the cross for the sake of God that will lead one to his or her own passion and death, it is not easy. In our relationships and works, we have to put God first, others second, and oneself last. When one follows the will of God, one must be willing to, ready to sacrifice for the sake of the kingdom. One has to find meaning living in one's life in God. And others spend their life in serving God in whatever situation and capacity they are in. Some involve themselves in the building and in the strengthening of the families and community through dynamic renewal programs, in the various parishes and church ministry, a specific mission of the church as a priest, religious, and lay, and in the different missions, frontiers. Discipleship, therefore, is following the Lord totally and wholly. To take the path of Jesus, the Son of God who became a man, Jesus, the Son of the Father, who wanted to build the kingdom and who announced in God's kingdom, is at hand. How do I follow Jesus Christ? What is the most important things in my personal life? Jesus told his disciples that the Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory, and then he will repay everyone according to his conduct. Let us then follow Jesus truly and joyfully, for authentic discipleship requires a genuine commitment and dedication to do the will of God today. Let us pray and reflect and truthfully ask ourselves these questions. What is the most important things in my life? What it means to deny myself completely? Do I know my Lord completely and fully? Do I know him well? Have I understood well the consequence of what the sacraments means for me? The consequence of my baptism, of my Christian living, and of my following Jesus? And the most important thing is, if we have to deny ourselves, and we have to find the most important things in my personal life, Am I ready to experience Jesus' passion today? Am I ready to die for him? Am I willing and ready to deny myself for worldly possessions and choose instead the basic human living, which is to love God and another? How can I love God if I cannot love another? Am I willing to take up my own cross with Jesus? And I have already followed the Lord, and I consider myself as a true disciple in following him. What is the most important things in my life? I will say probably sometime, the most important things in my life probably will be my family, Could be my church. Can be my health. But in the same way, I will say, to trying to deny all of that for the sake of Jesus Christ. And it's not easy. Even for ourselves as a priest, it's not easy. But as the second reading said, I will show you my faith through my work. And my work will show you my faith.